USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is facing criminal conspiracy charges in Georgia related to his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis said Trump has until noon Eastern next Friday to voluntarily surrender since being indicted. Former President Trump's supporters aren't backing away after his latest indictment.
They're putting him on a spit, going after him unjustly. They're trying to divert away from the whole Biden debacle.
Yeah, he shouldn't be indicted. It's a fix.
They're going to keep throwing stuff at him until they could try to get him to stop running, which isn't going to happen.
They just want to get him on something.
Trump and several other allies have been indicted in connection with trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. The former president took to Truth Social, announcing a press conference next week where he plans to share an irrefutable report proving his innocence as he faces criminal conspiracy charges. The death toll in Hawaii from wildfires has risen to 99 and is expected to rise further. The massive wind-driven blaze that tore through the once picturesque town of Lahaina on the island of Maui is now the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. Damage are estimated at more than $5.5 billion. President Biden is highlighting his Inflation Reduction Act in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
I signed a significant piece of clean energy legislation combating the existential threat of climate change, the single largest investment ever anywhere in the world, without one single member of the other team voting for it.
The president toured a manufacturing plant that specializes in electric power conversion. Biden has been on a tour to showcase the landmark legislation he signed into law, as polling has shown voters are pessimistic over his handling of the economy. There was a minor jolt in the East Bay this morning. A 3.0 magnitude earthquake struck at 7:44 a.m., was centered about a mile and a half northwest of Alamo and about 3 miles southeast of Walnut Creek. This is USA News.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job, whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless face. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
An attorney for Hunter Biden is withdrawing from representing the president's son in his tax case. Christopher Clark asked a federal judge today for permission to withdraw from the case because he could now be called as a witness in future proceedings due to a plea agreement that recently fell apart. Clark has represented Hunter Biden throughout the investigation and helped broker the plea deal. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is calling on all New Yorkers to once again call on all levels of government to accept asylum seekers.
At a Tuesday morning rally in Brooklyn, Mayor Adams says the city has become the greatest in the world by opening its doors, but it can't do it alone.
When do we pull up the ladder that allowed us to climb up?
It comes as more than 57,000 asylum seekers remain in New York City's care, with the Adams administration repeatedly calling on other New York counties to do their part, along with help from state and federal governments. Work permits are a sticking point.
We need workers. We need people contributing our society. We need people making this the melting pot that it is.
I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
A new Gallup survey finds being friendly to your neighbors can improve your well-being. According to the poll, American adults who regularly greet more than one neighbor have better well-being than those who don't say hello or just greet one. On average, the poll says Americans report greeting five neighbors. Veteran ESPN anchor Sage Steele is leaving the sports channel. Steele said she settled a lawsuit with the Disney-owned sports giant after being suspended for making comments about COVID and women's clothing. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You